What Labubu dolls say about us. Summary. The Labubu phenomenon reflects broader trends in contemporary collecting, the blending of childhood aesthetics with adult sentiment. Full article. On July 11, 2025, Architectural Digest published an article by Rosa Jisupayo spotlighting a surprising new frontier in collecting, Labubu dolls. Alicia Haridasani Gupta also wrote a thoughtful piece for the New York Times. Soon, the whimsical creatures were popping up everywhere, from major news outlets like CNBC and ABC to social media feeds worldwide. Even counterfeit versions sparked conversations about authenticity and value. For her Architectural Digest feature, Payo interviewed me about the psychology of collecting more broadly. Since then, I've delved deeper into the world of Labubus, which has reinforced an earlier impression of mine. No matter how niche or seemingly trivial the collecting category, the passion it inspires can be just as intense, heartfelt, and meaningful as the fervor surrounding multi-million dollar works of art. Labubus history weaves together art, consumer psychology, and the influence of social media. The creature was created by Hong Kong-Belgian illustrator Kasing Lung, who first introduced it in storybooks as a mischievous woodland creature. It wasn't until 2019, when Lung partnered with Chinese toy company Pop Mart, that Labubu exploded onto the international scene. With its wild hair, pointed teeth, and an elf-rabbit hybrid form, it broke from the traditional aesthetic of cute collectibles. It embraced something more sinister, ugly cute, or adorable with a bite. While one might expect children to be the target market, instead, it is young adults from 18 to 35 who dominate the collector base. These are digital consumers. They are typically engaged in creative or professional spheres, where nostalgia and aesthetics play a significant role in shaping their identity. These collectors use Labubus not as playthings, but as expressions of taste, whimsy, and status. The psychological profile of a Labubu collector offers clues to its cult-like popularity. Many collectors describe the thrill of the blind box, a sealed package that may contain one of several variations, as addictive. Research shows that blind box uncertainty directly fuels impulsive purchasing by activating curiosity and perceived luck, particularly when paired with the perceived scarcity of rare variants. Zhang et al., 2022. Zhang and Zhang, 2022. This uncertainty is not unlike a slot machine, which taps into our brain's reward circuits. A limited edition of secret Labubus can spark joy and even an obsession. Then, collecting is more than acquisition. It becomes a ritual, a source of community, and possibly a point of pride. Some modify the dolls, photograph them in elaborate scenes, or document entire collections online, curating around what is ostensibly a toy. Prices for Labubu figures vary widely. A standard blind box figure costs around $15-$20, while limited editions, collaborations, or oversized mega Labubus can command hundreds. The most eye-catching sale to date occurred in 2024, when a 4-foot, mint-green mega Labubu sold for approximately $170, zero at auction, to an anonymous collector in mainland China. That price point not only stunned fans, but also confirmed Labubu's entry into the world of contemporary art collectibles, akin to vinyl toys by KAWS or Bear Brick. Labubus aren't merely a commodity. They are part of a cultural moment. UY, 2023 May 9. Labubu's Rise, How Pop Mart and Kasing Lung Created Asia's Next Art Toy Icon. Hypebeast. Hypebeast.com/Shen C. 2024 January 6. $170, zero Labubu. The rise of vinyl toys as serious collectibles. ART News Asia. www.artnewsasia.com/about-the-author Shirley M. Mueller, M. D., is a neuroscientist board certified in neurology and psychiatry. She is also an avid collector. Combining these two disciplines, she wrote Inside the Head of a Collector, Neuropsychological Forces at Play. Life never gets easier. Fortunately, psychology is keeping up, uncovering new ways to maintain mental and physical health, and positivity and confidence, through manageable daily habits like these. How many are you ready to try? Self-tests are all about you. Are you outgoing or introverted? Are you a narcissist? Does perfectionism hold you back? Find out the answers to these questions and more with Psychology Today.